Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome back to the Claws Panel, Season 3, Episode 3. Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. You know I gotta put a little something in it.
Okay.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the Claws After Show. We have a lot of good topics for you guys, starting off with the governor fundraisers, Daddy's Girl, the backfire, of course, our special segment, news and gossip, and more. So let's get straight to it. And I'm your host, Sierra Stafford. And to the left of me, I have Angel.
Hey, guys.
Hi. This is a day.
So you're probably thinking we're missing a person. So Tara is out for the night, but she will be back with us next week. So we're just going to keep her right here with us.
Yeah,
she's
gonna
here.
She's right there.
Yeah, she's here in spirit.
You enjoy yourself, Tara?
Yeah, she's here. Great. Yeah. Okay, guys. So welcome to the Pleasure Dome. It was definitely a Pleasure Dome. We got to see a lot. We got more of the scoop of the governor this episode. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get straight into it because it was a lot. It was very intense. So of course, you know, Desna and her crew, they're on to Mac and Melba, of course. And, you know, they want to figure out what is the governor, what are they hiding, where is his money coming from? So the girls go to the Pleasure Dome, a fundraiser that kind of shows, like, how he gets his money in private. So starting off, I just want to say, what was your reaction when the first scene, like, when they walked into the door, what was your reaction to what kind of scene it actually was? Let's start with you, Daisy.
You know, I'm not really surprised that they're into the kinky stuff. You know, like, can we really be surprised that we see naked people and doing other things with pigs and masks? I think it was, like, right on brand for Mac and Melba because they are really crazy.
True. That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, we could see from the paintings that they have in their office of each other, just, like, naked holding each other, that they're into different stuff. But I loved during that scene when Virginia got kicked out and she's talking to the pig. She's like, I thought you were supposed to be nice, Mr. Pig, or whatever she was saying, and he was like, he's like, no, that's some Charlotte's Web BS. Like, what is going on?
So they were off Molly, right? Because mm-hmm. that's what, so if you saw Polly and Virginia were tripping, and well, Quiet Ann was too.
All of them.
So I was kind of scared, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, okay, you guys have to relax because you're gonna start talking too much. And we kind of did see one of the scenes, Polly was talking to Joe
way too much,
and she was talking way too much. And she was like, you know, he was like, how did you guys find out about this fundraiser? Because keep in mind, they didn't know about this fundraiser. It was supposed to be private. But of course, them snooping, they found out. So he was like, how did you find out? And she was like, well, don't worry about it, but I got the tea. Basically, she's about to tell herself, basically. But what did happen, though, so Desna ended up finding the governor.
Yes.
So you guys, the governor is revealed, okay? Just great. And he's kinky.
Yes.
He's very kinky. He likes to be electrocuted.
Yeah.
What you guys think about that?
No. What? Kidding.
So the bedroom scene, though. So overall, I want to ask, do you think that she played it smart at that moment? Because, I mean, that was kind of scary. She's going to get to the governor. They know everything. So do you think she was smart to just go straight forward in on him like that? Angel?
I mean, Desna always kind of just goes straight forward with it. I do like that she got out of there when she said, I'll be right back with your money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the whole time I'm thinking they need to get out. Like, Virginia had already been thrown out. Polly was talking too much. Anne is, like, slipping up, calling people the wrong name. I'm like, they are doing the most right now. This Molly is just making them, like, not in a safe situation right now. So I was glad when Desna finally left.
Okay, what's your day?
I think Desna did a really good job because she's playing someone else. You know, she was supposed to be the other Golden Touch lady.
Yeah.
And so she, you know, she played the role. She was the kinky mistress.
She was Polly.
She was Polly. And I think her questions were really smart. You know, she found out a lot of information. And maybe he was off the Molly, too, because he kind of let Desna off a little bit easy. I thought he was going to be but...
That's why I was nervous, yeah.
I was really nervous, but she took control of the conversation. She asked all the questions, which allowed her to get the information she needed and get out. So I think she did a good job.
And you made a good point, because with the scene they were at, it was very, like, a... rated R scene. I'm gonna just say that. So she, I think that's what kind of had his mind probably not in the moment, like really, you think it's smart, because he actually gave away tips. Like he was giving her all the tea, and that's how we found out what they've been building up, saving this money for. So actually, they're building private prisons. So that's where this money's going to. That's what the Mac and Moba's hiding. So I'm gonna be honest. I thought it was gonna be something way more.
No, I remember. Deeper. I remember in the predictions, I was like, I think it's gonna be something so random when we finally find out what it is. True. But I mean, private prisons are like a real thing, right? Like people use scams like that all the time. I watch Law and Order. Yeah
And I think like now that we're into the episode 3, I see what Claus is trying to do. They're bringing a lot of political issues into the episode. Like they talked about police brutality. They brought that up a lot with Dean, and Desna brought it up. And so now that we know that, like, about private prisons, that's been a big hot topic as well. I feel like they're trying to thread all that in. So, and then, you know, Desna made a little comment, like, you know, they're trying to lock people like us up.
Oh, yeah. They're, about that.
They're being woke. Even Uncle Daddy, he kind of doesn't want to sell drugs to them anymore, because they actually didn't sell any drugs this episode. They told the people that they would, but that was really just to get them to go to rehab and get them to clean up their life. So,
So I think they made it real personal. Like, Desna now has, like, a real personal agenda to kind of tear this whole thing down, not just for the money, but she wants to bring the whole ship down. So it'll be interesting to see what she does with it.
Speaking of that, we're just going to, since you kind of introduced, we're going to get straight into that part real quick. So speaking of getting straight to it, Desna, she found out the whole game plan, right? So she decided to go confront Mac and Melba head forward with all the information. Like, I know what you're doing. I know about the prisons. I know about everything. I'm not going to lie. I don't think that was smart. Do you think? Because, I mean, it's Desna. We know she's so big-headed. She thinks she can just run over them. But it's like, after you see what these guys can do, you saw when they were burning the girl with the iron, first episode. They just put freaking Penelope in your shop bloody. Like, these people are crazy. And I don't think Desna's on that level like she thinks. Do you guys think Desna can, like, step up to them? Because I don't think so. I'm going to be honest. I don't think she can match their level.
I think she can, but I think that she should not show all the cards that's in her hand. She can for sure take them on, but don't let them know everything you know this early on. Right. Like, keep that back, and, you know, maybe you can get a little further.
It's okay, I like that.
Yeah, I just think the difference between Desna and Mac and Melba is Desna is not willing to take any lives, and Mac and Melba are willing to take lives. So she needs to understand that. I feel like she feels like she's playing chess, but she's not playing chess with an opponent on her level. Like, Mac and Melba will kill people close to you.
At this point, they're gonna kill her. I was nervous too. Like, and you know, we saw the scene in the office, they were going at it, and she was really like, what's up? Like,
yeah.
I mean,
she said move.
Like, yeah, she said, like, she like was really like, yeah, she was really like sitting up against him. So it's like, watching that scene, I'm so nervous for Desna. I keep saying it, but I don't know what's going to happen. But what we do know is that we do love you guys. So today, they tell them how much we love them.
Yes, so before we get to the next topic, we just want to thank you so much for making AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. If you're on YouTube watching us, please like, comment, and subscribe. We love to hear from you. And if you're on iTunes listening, give us 5 stars, please. I think you guys think we're doing a 5-star job out here. So we thank you so much for subscribing to us and coming and checking us out every single week. We really appreciate you.
Really appreciate it. That was lovely. You know what she said? We know you love us because we love you. So just keep it coming, guys. Okay, so next topic, we have Daddy's Girl. So the episode actually was introduced with Jen and Bryce trying to figure out, you know, what they're going to do about EJ and Brianne's situation. And so I actually like how this episode, Bryce kind of stood up and been like, he was a man this episode, and I kind of liked it. You know, he was like, you know, I'd rather Brianne be with her biological father, considering the fact that the childhood I had coming up. So I kind of liked that he did that, and it kind of helped Jen let her guard down. So I was very appreciative of him episode. So now that we see that she let EJ in, do you think that this is going to be a genuine relationship? You think it's going to be like, you think the battle between this is over, or you think it's just getting started?
I don't think it's over, because it just seemed too happy. Like, you know, they found, it was a really good moment. Let's just not take it from the moment. Yeah. It was great, but something's going to tell me that EJ's not as clean whistled as we think he is, and he's probably going to use Brianne for some type of leverage. You know, it just seems, again, on brand for this show. That nothing is nothing is as good as it seems. So maybe EJ will use Brienne, like, I don't know, to try to muscle some money out of them or get into their business, you know, something like that.
Yeah, maybe he will try to get into the business. I never thought EJ was a good guy. I always thought something about him was a little bit shady. Mm-hmm. But this particular episode, I was like, oh, like, my eyes were watering because, like you were saying about Bryce, he really stepped up and was being a man. Like, mm-hmm. he wasn't biased. Like, I don't know this guy. I don't want him around her. He's like, that's her dad, you know, yeah. Give him a chance. So I really respected that. And when she finally got a chance to meet him, well, right before, and Bryce was like, I'm not going to be mad. You can love him if you want. Like, yeah. You know, that was just really touching.
It was sweet.
Because Brienne, she was like, my white daddy, my black daddy.
She's so funny.
It's kind of crazy. Like, she really put those labels on them, but she really loves both of them. So that was good to see for her sake. But I agree with you guys. I think EJ's a little sketchy. Now, I'm going to be honest. I mean, it is his daughter at the end of the day. So, I mean, it could be genuine, which we will see. But, like you said, it happened too fast.
Yeah.
It was just I was about to say something else. A craziness last episode, and now they're just butterflies.
Right.
So that, we'll see. That escalated too quickly for me. But, so, what else escalated too quickly? So, the whole backfire. So, we know this whole thing has been surrounded around, you know, Mac and Melba versus Desna and the group. So, basically, the first backfire was crazy. So as we see, so Desna got the scoop. She got the scoop about the governor, everything, this, that, and the third. So we mentioned that she tried to go straight for, you know, ambushed him with that whole thing. But we don't think the backfire is going to work because we feel like Desna, she's too big-headed. She's too level-headed. So as far as the whole plan, do you think that Mac and Melba are going to... Because she threatened him. She said, don't come for my loved ones. But we'll get into that. But do you think that Mac and Melba are going to do something that's going to shake it up? Or they're going to, you think, play it cool? Because they know that she knows everything now. That's the thing. She knows everything. So it's kind of like, what else do they have to hide?
I think Mac and Melba, if they know, like, about Desna's, I was about to say Niecy, if they know about Desna's backstory, then they could just use that as blackmail. Like, you want to play games, we will too. We know, like, you've tried to kill someone before, you were under investigation. I just can't see Mac and Melba just being like, okay, we'll listen.
Because it's like now that she knows everything, so it's kind of like, you know, what is there to reveal?
Yeah, because Desna did threaten to put all their business out there, but Desna's got some skeletons, too, so.
That's a good point. What about you, Daisy?
I would say, just looking at Mac and Melba's MO, I don't think they care too much about Desna's backstory to use, like, leverage against her. I feel like they're just going to do what they do. They torture and they kill. You know, like, you could just see Melba seething. Like, she just, and especially when you threaten her with something like, if you touch my family, if you come to my family, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. I don't even think Melba heard that. I think it just went through the other because they went and grabbed Roller. So I feel like their MO is not even to dig up her past. They're just going to start picking people off. Maybe Virginia's next. I don't know what's going to happen, but just going to pick her team off.
Virginia, never did. She still got her eye.
She'll see it coming.
No, seriously, we're gonna need her to use that eye for something better. Because listen, and I want to mention real fast that she said she saw EJ. So that was a little skeptical too. I want to go back to that. So we talked about EJ earlier. You know, they ran into each other at a burrito place, and Virginia didn't know EJ. And he kind of introduced herself, but it was really quick, really simple. But do you think it's gonna be come back to surface in later on?
Yes, I do. And I'm glad you brought that back up because, again, we were talking about how shady EJ is.
Yeah.
And, I said in the beginning that he's going to use Brienne, but maybe he won't use Brienne. Like, maybe he might have an affair with Virginia because they had a little bit of connection going on in there.
Something for sure happened when she was getting her cold burrito because she doesn't like hot food. But if you remember when they were at the governor's party and they were on Molly and everyone was talking too much, Virginia said, I met a cute guy today. So we didn't see her meet anyone else. So I feel like she was talking about EJ. And very seldom do TV shows just have something. And that's just like Family Guy where they always have like random stuff. You know, like... I don't think they're going to show something and it's not going to have a purpose.
It's going to develop.
True. Yeah. That's a good point. And I'm nervous, though, because do you think EJ knows who Virginia is?
I don't know.
That's the thing. Virginia clearly doesn't know who he is. Clearly, we got that. But do you think he knows who she is?
Maybe he's been spying because, I mean, I'm pretty sure he knows where Jen works. And that's, like, their little strip mall area. They always go get breakfast from over there. Like, Desna and Rolla used to sit and, like, have food over there. Like, that's their little go-to food spot that's in their strip mall. So. True. Maybe he's like, okay, Jen works here. I'm going to camp out, see what's up.
Yeah, I don't think he knows yet, but it might be like an awkward moment. Then now that EJ's cool and he can see Brianne, he's going to show up at the shop. Virginia's going to see him. He's going to see Virginia, and then it's going to be like awkward, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
maybe
see it blowing up.
That'll happen, but Jen just won't be there that day because sometimes they need Virginia to hold down the fort all by herself.
They always split up.
So, yeah, they do split up.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see what happens with that. So this is a positive backfire. So we also saw in the beginning of the episode, we know that Roller is in love with Desna. Like, he's in love at this point. So Polly kind of helped put him on some game, you know, try to boost him up. You know, like, this is what Desna likes. She needs a man, not a boy. So Roller, he got a new look. We're here for you, here for it?
Yes. I love it.
We love Roller, by the way, guys. We're, like, yes. huge Roller fans.
Not so much on my man.
He looked good.
Angel said she's going to marry Roller.
Uh-huh.
Just putting that out there.
That's happening for the finale.
And we're the bridesmaids. You already invited us. So we'll invite y'all to the wedding.
Yeah.
So he upgraded his look. So, of course, we all like the new look. But it sucks because the look didn't last too long.
He didn't get to show it all.
I know. So let's just get straight into our special segment because we're going to talk about it all.
All right. So for the special segment, we are talking about Nailed It. We want to know who showed up and who showed out this episode. We'll go ahead and start with Sierra.
You know, okay, I always give it to Desna, but I'm going to switch it up because we know Desna going to kill it every time. I have to go with Virginia. I don't know. She was just cute to me. She just her little cute self. The fits are always on point. My favorite was the pink one, the pink leather fit. I wish I had a picture. I should get a picture for you guys next time, but she was rocking it. So I think I'm going to go with Virginia this week.
All right, Daisy.
I'm going to say Roller showed up and showed out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's always nice to see a man who understands that he needs to step it up for his woman. And he went to the only person he could have went to, Polly. All right? And he, you know, he got a little dapper, got a little bespoke suit for her. And he's really, like, kind of stepping up on his word. He wants to show up for her. So... He showed up, I think so, for a little bit.
For a little bit. I'm going to give my Nailed It moment to Jen because she put her differences aside. She wasn't one of those biased moms who's like, you know, there's some moms who will like talk trash in front of their kids and stuff.
Yeah.
And she didn't do it. She's like, babe, your dad's home. She said out. She's like, oops, home. She's his name is EJ. Would you like to meet him? And she was just very fair with it. And so I applaud her for that. And speaking of special segment and Claws, Thursday I got the chance to speak with Sweetie. You know, she's a rapper. She did the Claws promo with the girls. And here is what she had to say about working with them.
Like, you know, it was so exciting. The cast is so talented and beautiful. And the fact that they featured my single for their promo on national television was just so amazing.
That's big.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you so much. And we're going to let you go ahead and enjoy the rest of the night. Good luck presenting. And we love all the music that you put out. Thank you, girl.
Is she from New Orleans, too?
No. I don't know where she's from.
She's from L.A. Oh, she's Sacramento.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
She had a little twang in her voice. Sweetie's so pretty, but that was so cool. Y'all look so cute.
Okay.
Thank you.
Killing it. Okay, so we have our other special segment. So this is going to be our top three geek backs from this episode. So we're going to let Adeze kind of go over that and give you our top three geek back moments.
Yep. So we're going to go through our top three get back moments and that we're going to rank. And it's basically about the top three moments that someone... like a character gets back on the other character. So we have three. We have Desna getting back at Mac and Melba by helping Penelope escape. We know they found out who Penelope was, used her for information, and also freed her because she was in trouble. So that was a little get back moment from Desna. But then we have Mac and Melba getting back Desna by killing Penelope and also putting her in the shop. So, and then our third one was Mac and Melba getting back Desna again for the threat that she made we saw at the end. By kidnapping Roller. So it looks like Mac and Melba are winning the little get back.
One up.
You know, or two up, or I don't know what.
Right.
So I guess I guess we'll see. Well, out of those three, what would you say has been the best get back? Yeah, start with you, Daisy. Yeah.
I mean, they killed someone. So I would say the best get back would be, unfortunately, taking Penelope. Because one... we also have to acknowledge that they found where Penelope was. Like, they really thought that they were going to just kidnap her, send her to her aunt's house, and help her get to her aunt's house. They found her, killed her, and put her in a shop. So I guess that's the best get back.
Okay, Angel?
I would for sure say that the get back was them, was Mac and Melba. I'll give it to them for putting Penelope in that salon chair, because the girls came in all happy. You know, they're in a good mood. Like from the previous episode, we've helped someone. Things are going good in our lives. Mm-hmm. They walk in just, you know, on cloud nine, and we see it's blood all on the floor. Like, hold up, what's going on? Yes. And then they look and it's Penelope. And I mean, how did they even get in the shop? Like, how did they pull that off? And then they just had the girl sitting there like soon as you walk in. So Mac and Melba, it's like, dang, they on it.
They on some mafia. Mm-hmm. Like, they on a whole nother level. That's why I say I don't think Desna's ready. Like, I just don't think she's on that level. But I'm going to have to say mine, since you touched on that one, mine would have to be the ending with Roller, because like we saw, Desna thought she was bossing up. She thought, you know, don't touch my family, and they got Roller. Yep. And so it's kind of like, dang, like, they don't care. Like, nothing you say to them matters. So, and then we seen, like, I was so mad at this, because it's like, Roller, you don't be so naive. But he got caught up because he's at the gas station, and a lady in a little nice little dress, mm-hmm. you know, trying to play it cool, she was like, hey, could you help me? And he was like, sure. And as soon as he bent over, she got him. So I felt like that moment, that was his fault. I'm sorry.
It was.
Because it's like, you're that naive.
And you saw a little skepticism on his face.
He hesitated. Yeah. You know?
So it's like, but that's why I'm saying you were hesitant. So it's like, so I feel like that was an easy trap and he went for it. But it was smart. I mean, they used it and they got him. So I think that had to be my top three get back. And then we kind of got a quick little snippet of, you know, we do know that it was Mac and Melba, because we saw in the snippet that Melba was kind of like in his face, licking blood.
Mm-hmm, torturing him or something.
Licking his blood, it looks like. So this lady is...
I missed that.
She's off.
Well, you'll see next episode for sure, but like, she's off, okay? We're just gonna leave it at that. So that was our top three get backs. Let us know what their top three get backs were from this episode or last week episodes. We're gonna keep doing this for you guys. So just let us know what you think. We would love that. So for our news and gossip, we had the sweetie. Is that anymore?
A special segment.
Okay.
So for our news and gossip, this week, we have our Niecy Nash starring in a new movie called Kidnapped, and it's based on the Kamaya Mobley story. Now, if you know the Kamaya Mobley story, it was a young girl when she was just a newborn. She was kidnapped from her mother and raised by the kidnapper, and she believed the entire 18 years of her life that was her actual mother. And she ended up getting found and then kind of torn in between her new mother and her actual biological mother. So they're making that into a movie starring Niecy Nash and also Raven Simone. Ooh. So it's going to be a really cool movie to see Niecy Nash in. I don't think we've seen her in this type of role. Actually, I don't think we've seen her like in a big blockbuster type of movie. So it'll be really good to see Niecy Nash play someone different than Desna.
She is in When They See Us.
I was just going to say that she played the mother of Corey. And yeah. When They See Us.
I still am avoiding that because it's hard.
No, honestly, yeah. I agree. If you have avoided seeing that, let us know, because a lot of people are saying that. But
it's necessary to see.
Yes, yeah. It's one of those, it's necessary to see. So if you're like a Daisy, it's necessary to see.
I'll get to it. It's on Netflix. Like, I'm subscribed, so.
Yeah, it was hard, but it's definitely those, you just watch it. Yeah, you have to watch it. But that was my quick little tidbit. Yeah. So she's in that as well.
So that's our news and gossip.
Okay, cool. So that wraps it up for this week's news and gossip. So let's get straight to our predictions. And now, your AfterBuzz TV. It's my favorite part, because it's like, we know something crazy gonna happen.
Yeah.
So for predictions, I'll actually kick this one off this time. So for my prediction, I kind of mentioned this, but I really do think Dean is gonna mess something up. He's too curious right now. He's too, like, he wants to be a man, which I do respect. I will have to say I do respect that. But, like, you know, he's not at a normal state. And, you know, Desna's like, I have to protect you and look out for you. And I think he wants to be a man so bad, he's going to break away and mess something up. And I just need him to stay away from the casino. Just listen. And I'm scared he's not. So I'm predicting that he's going to mess something up.
Seems like that could definitely happen. Because Dean is like, Desna, you can't tell me what to do because you don't make good life choices. Like, he's been getting on Desna
for a minute now.
But I think, for my predictions, I think it's going down next episode, because they done got Rola and the girls. Like, they all gonna get together, especially Bryce, too. Like, I think they're gonna go, like, remember last season when we saw them in the mask, like, trying to take down the Haitians and stuff? I think they're gonna go full out, like, all camo suits or whatever, and, like, just go run up and get Rolla back.
I'm going to predict that Virginia and EJ are going to have an affair. Okay.
She better not cheat on Dean.
I was just going to say.
But she said he was cute. You shouldn't be looking at another man.
Thank you. Like, she is a fiance. So she should have been like, thank you. Have a nice day. But she gave him a little bit too much play. Just a little bit too much. And of course, this has to develop into something messy. So I see Virginia and EJ maybe getting a little too close for comfort. And it might be blow up in her face.
Well, give her the benefit of the doubt. She was on Molly. I'll give her that.
No, this was at the... At the burrito shop.
The breakfast place.
It's shrimps. No, when she said she's seen a cute guy.
Yeah, but she had it on her brain already. Like, she should have left it at the burrito shop. True, so I feel like it's gonna develop into something messy.
Okay, I agree with that. And then, two, touching back with Dean, the reason why I said that, too, because he was talking to Mac at the casino. Mm-hmm. And that right there was a red flag because Desmond was like, stay away from me, he's dangerous.
Yeah.
And she was like, I want a new friend.
Mac is definitely going to try to like play on that because when Desna was telling Dean stay away from him, Mac was like watching that and he kind of like watched, you know, until the scene faded out. So he knows that, you know, Dean. He knows that Dean is, you know, different. Is autistic, right?
Yeah,
he has autism. Yeah, so he can see that. So I think he's gonna try to use that to his advantage. Like they're not listening to Desna. They already took Rola. They already did what they did to Penelope, and they see Dean's autistic, and he wants to like be at the casino. So Mac might pick Dean up from the house and be like, "Come on, I'm gonna show you around." Like,
yeah. And he's gonna say yes.
And that's the way to get to Desna. You know, like I'm Desna loves everyone, but Dean is her heart. Mm-hmm. And we've seen Mac and Melba are very shiesty and they're very schemey, and they probably won't hurt him, but they'll use the friendship to take advantage of him because he's very vulnerable. He wants the friendship, even though, you know.
They just broke my heart.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I think it's sad because I really feel like it's really going to happen. Like, I feel like this prediction that we're going to be spot on about, and I'm going to be sorry.
Yeah.
So, that's our predictions for this week. Let us know what you guys think. You always have good juicy stuff for us, so just keep it coming. So, till next week, I'm your host, Sierra Stafford. You can find me on all my social media at Sierra Stafford. Where can I find you, Angel?
You can find me on Instagram. I'm there all the time at Angel Saunders. So, yeah.
And you can find me on Instagram. I'm there all the time as well at One Adaeze. That's 1 ADAEZE.
Okay. Yes, and Tyra will be back with us next week. So we'll see you guys then.
She's been in spirit right here.
Say bye, Tyra.
Bye, Tyra. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.